Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, doing a special NFL Week 6 game preview between the New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook, YouTube, clips of our show on Instagram at 100th Football, and you can check out our podcast each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to podcasts. Let's get into this ball game here. The Patriots sitting at a record of 2-3, as well as the Cleveland Browns. Last week, the Patriots dominated the Detroit Lions 29-0. Meanwhile, for the Browns, they lost in heartbreaking fashion 30-28 against the Los Angeles Chargers. Let's break this game down, and I will give my final prediction. Looking at New England, no Mac Jones, no problem last week. They lost to the Packers the week prior, only by 3 points. And then this past week against the Lions, they were unstoppable. They shut out the highest scoring, most yards throwing team in the league with the Lions. Lions are 1-4, but they have a tremendous offense, but it didn't get to flex its muscles this past week. Instead, it was the Patriots defense that did the job. Looking at the defensive man, 2 sacks on the day, give both those to Matthew Judon, 3 tackles for loss, 3 pass defended, and 1 INT from Mr. Jack Jones. Quarterback third stringer Bailey Zappe, someone we've talked about here in the program before, did pretty well for himself. 17-21 throwing, 188 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 INT, not sacked any as well. Threw for an average of 9 yards. That's what you need him to do. You don't need him to go out there and throw for 350 yards or nothing crazy like that. Just go out there and have a solid day and keep it relatively clean in the pocket. However, the big story for the Patriots getting the win this past week was the running game. Specifically, it wasn't Damian Harris. It was Ramondre Stevenson. 25 carries for 161 yards. Unfortunately, couldn't find his way into the end zone. But my goodness, what a tremendous rushing attack from that young man. Led the charge, was able to eat up a lot of clock, and they were clicking on all cylinders, was the Patriots on offense and on defense. Let's talk about these Cleveland Browns. Like I mentioned, they had a tough loss this past week to the LA Chargers. In that ball game, they couldn't score in the fourth when it mattered the most. They came out the gates hot with 14, led after 1. Jacoby Brissett, 21-34 passing, 231 yards, 1 TD, and also 1 INT. The running game was also very well for Cleveland, as you could expect, with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb were doing the majority of the running. Chubb, 17 carries, 134 yards, and hit pay dirt twice, but it was yet still not enough. The receiving corps, David Njoku, 6 catches for 88, led the way. Amari Cooper had a nice stat line as well, 7 grabs for 76 yards and a touchdown. The defense is really what hurt this team, man. It really did, specifically in the second and third quarters, when they gave up 14 points in the second and 10 in the third. Denzel Ward led the way with 11 tackles. Jacob Phillips behind him with 10. as a squad. They only had one sack on the ball game. Credit that one to Jacob Phillips. They only had two tackles for loss and four passes defended. No interceptions for this Cleveland Browns defense. So it really just hurt in the end. And I think in this one, it's a tough matchup, right? Because you have the veteran in Brissett, you know, with the Browns coming off a very tough loss, a winnable game, right? They could have easily won this game. They could have easily won the game against the Falcons the week prior. And also in their loss against New York earlier in the year against the Jets, they only lost by 1 point. So they're only losing by less than a touchdown all three of their losses. I mean, this is a team that, you know, if maybe a drive would have went their way, if a ball hadn't gotten picked off, I mean, guys, they could be a perfect – they could have been undefeated at the moment, but that is not the case, and football is a cruel sport. As for the Patriots, Mac Jones, he's still out with that injury. We don't know how long he will continue to be out for. It looks like Coach Belichick, obviously, you know, he gets to coach his old team in the Cleveland Browns, go against them this upcoming week. And I like Bailey Zappe. He put up a lot of good work at Western Kentucky. I know it's a relatively school that people don't talk about much for football, but he did a tremendous job. So in this ball game, I got this one being tough. This is going to be a nail biter, as it is for all Cleveland Brown games so far this season. But I'm going to give the Brownies the win in this one. I think they are due for a win after two tough losses. So I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns getting the win this one. In kind of a lower scoring affair, give me Cleveland 21 and the Patriots 17. I think it's going to be a lower scoring ball game. I think the Browns are going to pull it out in the end, and I think they will move their record back to 500 in this Week 6 matchup. If you enjoyed the video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe, everyone. We appreciate all of your comments, all of your likes, whether positive, whether negative. We take them all. We enjoy them. And we know that it is just your passion coming out for whichever episode, whatever topic we're speaking of. And we love it here on the show. Let's get check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your shows. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio.
Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing a special NFL Week 6 game preview between the Indianapolis Colts and the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you enjoy the video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have tons of football information and knowledge that we throw at you every single week. A lot of game previews that's in season, both college and the NFL. But we also have amazing draft prospect specials talking about some of the game's upcoming stars. And not just, obviously, though, the past years, 2020, 21, so on and so forth. We're already looking ahead at 2023. So go ahead and check out some of that. Also, amazing Legends interviews with some of the game's greatest players through the ranks of high school, college, and the NFL. And just so, so much more. Go over there, check us out, like I said, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, our podcast, or anywhere you enjoy. You can find us pretty much everywhere. We're not hard to find. We're not hard to miss. So like I said, we appreciate your comments, your likes, and all of that each and every single week. Let's talk about some football. Let's talk some AFC South, the battle for second place right now, because this is going to be a good ball game. We have the Colts. We have the Jaguars. The Colts sitting at 2-1. Yes, they have tied on the year, week one, 2020, against the Texans. Meanwhile, for the Jaguars, on a two-game losing streak, sitting at 2-3. So, let's talk about these teams. Let's go with the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, Matt Ryan. You all know we broadcast locally out of Georgia, right? So, we know Matt Ryan pretty well here on the show. Meanwhile, in Indy, he hasn't really gotten it going. It's been up, it's been down, pretty much a roller coaster for Matt Ryan. Through five games, 65% completion percentage, 1,376 yards, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Cause for concern, we'll see. But we know when it's a big game, when it's a division game, he typically stands up. However, I think the biggest key for Indy to win this game, obviously, is their running game. Jonathan Taylor. You know, where's he been? He hasn't been getting it going this year. 81 carries for 328 yards, only a 4.0 average, and one score on the season. He's averaging 82 yards a game, but he's just not able to get pay dirt, not able to get in the end zone for six. He just hasn't been able to quite get in that groove that we saw him throughout all of last season. So obviously those are the two main components on offense as well. Michael Pittman Jr., the top receiver, leading the way, a little bit shy of 300 yards, only one touchdown for him. And for the defense, man, the defense led by Zaire Franklin in terms of tackles, he's got 54. The team as a whole does have 11 sacks, which is a nice stat to look at there. Leading the way is Kwity Paye, the defensive end, with three on the season. And as for interceptions, they have three on the year. Rodney Thomas, Stephon Gilmore, and Rodney McLeod leading the way in that department. So the big key for me is which Indianapolis Colts team are we going to see this upcoming game? Are we going to see the team that, let's not forget, was shut out against the Jaguars in week two, 24-0? Or are we going to see a more balanced, a more offensive-heavy Colts team that people were predicting at the beginning of the year? It remains to be seen. Let's take things over now to Jacksonville and talk about how they're doing. Like I mentioned, 2-3 right now on the year, coming off back-to-back losses, lost to the Eagles by 8, and this past week against the Texans, a bit of a shocker for a lot of people. They lost 13-6. Yes, that's right. They were not able to get much going offensively against the Texans. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence, 25 of 47, 286 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. Not the greatest day for the former number one overall pick. The running game was slightly better. Travis Etienne, 10 carries for 71, James Robinson behind him, 10 carries as well, but only for 27. The receiving core, Marvin Jones Jr. led the way with 7 catches for 104 yards. But a name you didn't really see, Christian Kirk. He only had one grab last week for 11 yards. He's definitely got to get more involved if they want to win this ballgame. The defense, like I said, only gave up 13 points. Rashawn Jenkins led the way with 12 tackles. Devin Lloyd behind him with 11. But they just weren't able to get much going. As a team for the whole season, right, Lawrence, comparing the two quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence has a 62% completion percentage, which is worse than Matt Ryan's, has 1,232 yards, which is also less than Matt Ryan's. But when you look at the touchdown to interception ratio, Trevor Lawrence has 8 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. Also, another big key in this matchup is how many times will these guys be sacked? On the whole this year, Lawrence has been sacked a total of 6 times. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis for Matt Ryan, he's been sacked 21 times. 21, that is mind-boggling. So the key for this game, the pass rush for the Jaguars has to be there. Get to Matt Ryan. We know he's old. He doesn't have he's never had, but he really doesn't have much mobility in his body at the moment, right? And get the offense going for both these teams, man. They both were lackluster. The Jaguars, you know, Christian Kirk, he didn't do much last week. You hope he could do something this week. And for the defense, like I said, get some sacks, get some turnovers. Jacksonville, you know, they got the nickname for Saxonville for a reason. They have 10 on the season, and I think they're going to add to that total this week. However, my final prediction for this ball game here, I've got this one being pretty close, but I think this is the week we see Indianapolis get their revenge. I don't see them getting shut out. I think they get the win back in this ball game. Indianapolis with a score of 24 and Jacksonville 17. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Put in the comments, what do you think of my score? Did I get it right? Did I get it wrong? What are your thoughts? Like I say, if you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. You can find us over there as well. Each and every single day, thousands of episodes over there, well over 1,000 on Facebook and YouTube. I've lost count at this point. Just go over there and look through our catalog for yourself. You'll see we've been putting in work each and every single week, pretty much. It's tremendous over here. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Enjoy the NFL season. Enjoy college this week. Enjoy all the football going on. Baseball's got the playoffs, but hey, We're still talking all this football here on the show. We'll see you again. Have a good weekend.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.